Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I'm here today with another Who's Who with CCH and Mike Sabatis. Mike, your exact title is President of CCH?
Actually, I just took on a new role, Darren. I'm President and CEO of CCH North America.
Fantastic. Well, I know you had a really busy year last year, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that today, and also what you see happening in 2010, because, boy, it feels like we're right dead in the middle of it almost already.
Right.
So, so Mike, last year, you know, a lot of our listeners may not know, but, you know, you guys had worked for quite some time on a pretty monumental project, which was launching a suite, really, of five SaaS applications last year. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you guys did and what you launched and how that went?
Sure. I appreciate the intro to that. Well, 2009 was probably the most innovative year that I've ever had in the history of the profession that I've been. I've been involved in tax and accounting for about 30 years, and 2009 marked the most innovation releases of any company I've ever worked with or from an industry standpoint. So with the next-gen suite of products, we launched our SaaS tax application, our document, our portal, Workstream, and also a practice management version for the marketplace. So it was a huge set of releases. All that time, we also kept all our foundation products in place and working, and really had one of the best tax seasons that we've had in history. So I'm really happy to report that not only did we get the new products launched and moving into the marketplace, but we still held on to our foundations pretty well. Additionally, we launched a whole new platform for research customers as well in the tax area, and that was the launch of IntelliConnect that was early in the year. And I'm happy to report that we have almost 160,000 users on that system today.
You know, with the launch in the fall of the other five products, I almost forgot about IntelliConnect. It seemed like an old product to me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, because things are changing so rapidly. But IntelliConnect was a monumental change in the way that tax research was kind of done. It was, you know, my experience with it, and I've used it quite a bit, is it's very, I hate to use the term Google-like, but it's kind of Google-like, and it's the way that we like to look things up.
Yeah, we found it to be very intuitive. And you know what? As we have more and more user experiences, the platform really enables us to change at a very quick rate. We launched some enhancements to it back in November. We've got another set of new enhancements coming out here in June. So we've got some exciting things for our customers and future users as it relates to getting deeper into the data faster, relevancy of your searches, how our home pages work. So there's a lot of new things going on. We haven't, you know, stood pat on just what we developed in 2009. The whole key here is to get the products out and get them into the marketplace and then continue to improve them day in and day out.
Well, you know, it must speak quite well for your team, because most, you know, vendors that I know of have a hard time just doing product updates or a new product release. You guys released some major, major stuff in 2009. That's all really cool stuff. You know, I've seen all of it. We've done a number of webcasts around the products, and it's really, really cool stuff. But what I think I liked most about what you guys did, Mike, is you guys stepped back and said, you know, what way is an accounting firm supposed to function? And this, from what I have taken from it, this idea of a core database and everything building off of that, which is the way, you know, I've always personally felt that I would like to run my firm, that's kind of the position you took. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit?
Sure. The first, I want to congratulate my team. You know, these people work tirelessly the last couple of years to develop these products, and so they've done a great job. And, you know, within our DNA of CCH, core to that is really an intense focus on customers. And so we spent a lot of time talking to customers prior to launch, as we were developing, and then certainly after launch. And one of the biggest things that we heard is that customers looked for kind of a central area to store data for all of their applications. So whether it be practice management or their tax or their document management systems, there was a lot of interplay, not just for their client data, but also for their staff data as well. So we've created a central database that really ties into each and every piece of this product and service, and it's central to that. What it does for you is it makes it easy to implement a product or service. It makes it easy to change data that is standard within your firm, so certainly client data, or as staff moves in or staff moves out, you have one spot to go to make that happen. I don't know if anyone in the industry is even close to that at this point in time, so it's really, I think, revolutionary to bring that to the market.
Well, I mean, it's it definitely changes the way you think about working, and I think it's more really intuitive, but it's certainly a shift from where we've been for the last, 25 or 30 years. The other thing that I want to just make note of is, your launch in 2009 was all in a SaaS-based or software-as-a-service space, and I think there's a lot of pluses to that, but the one I want to sort of bring out is price. That's a pricing model as well, which is different in that you don't have to have such a significant upfront investment to get started. Can you kind of shed some light on that?
Yes, as we look at customers, and we talked to a number of them this year, one customer in particular was talking about a very large investment that they would have to make in hardware and infrastructure. It was a refresh of their current systems. And so they were able to avoid the refresh of those systems, which was significant as far as the out-of-pocket cash that they had to pay for hardware, infrastructure, connectivity, and that type of thing. Now, they still did some work on the connectivity part of it, but the SaaS applications helped really them manage that cost much better so that they could really just deploy the application and not have to worry about all the back-end hardware. And this was a 20-person firm, so they weren't the largest firm. They weren't certainly the smallest firm. But their real-life experience says that there is a great payback to this type of technology and this type of infrastructure for a firm. And I think what it does is it helps level the playing field for the large firms and the small firms. So you can take sophisticated software to a sole practitioner or to the largest international accounting firm.
Yeah, it really scales quite nicely, it seems like. Well, it's definitely changing the marketplace, that's for sure. So, Mike, 2009 was a huge year for you guys. What do you see? Like I said, we're in the middle of it almost already, but what do you see for 2010?
Well, I think 2010, certainly for CCH, is going to be a year of focus on rounding out the products that we delivered in 2009. There'll be a couple innovations coming out as we talk later in the year, but our real focus is to ensure that, one, we maintain the excellence we've had in the marketplace, two, that the products and services scale and in a stable and exciting way as we go forward, three, we want customers to get maximum value from the products and services where they use them. So it's really going to be a focus on rounding out the each and every one of the products and ensuring that we help in the migration from their old systems into the new systems that we offer.
I recently did a webcast with John Springfield, one of your product managers, mm-hmm. and I believe one of John's roles is overseeing your site builder. And John had mentioned to me that you guys have a nice upgrade coming out fairly soon to your web builder solution, your site builder solution.
Right. Yeah, we not only upgraded the technology and the software that our customers will be able to take advantage of to help build and architect their websites, but we've also worked on the infrastructure behind it. We've put it in a more robust data center, so we've put the infrastructure necessary to scale and also integrate with other products and services. So while Site Builder may not necessarily be one of our core products, if you will, when you look at tax, accounting, and research products that we have, it's still a very important product for us, and we invested heavily in that over the last couple years, again, not just in software development, but also in the infrastructure that supports it. So we've got a pretty robust system and some really exciting enhancements for the Site Builder users.
Mike, I told you I wouldn't keep you very long today, but I think I could talk to you all morning about this stuff. One other thing I want to bring up is I was recently reading the 2009 PCPS study of what was the most important things to small firms, the private company practice section of the AICPA. And they break this study out into, I think it was four different parts, sole practitioners, and they have sort of the 2 to 5 person firm and the 6 to 10 and then the 11 to 20. And the number one concern in all those in all the studies for each segment of those firm sizes was client retention and marketing and getting their putting their best foot forward, if you will. And, you know, I look at this whole concept of what you guys have done with Portal and the access to, you know, anything a firm does from a client's perspective to have access to that, and then your site builder as two key components, you know, to the front end of a firm that makes them look better and help with client retention and also the marketing components. I don't know if you've had a chance to see that study or not, but I thought it was really interesting that client retention had moved to the top in all aspects.
Yeah, I did get a chance to see the study, Darren, and I really think client retention, it's really what our business is all about. I mean, it's a relationship you build between the professional and the client. And, you know, if you have to spend a lot of time building tools and architecting technology, you're not spending time with your client. And that's when client retention starts to suffer. If we look at the profession, what we try to provide is the tools and effectiveness and efficiency so that you don't have to worry about that in the back end, and you can spend your most valuable time with your most valuable part of your business, which is your clients. So I think as whether it be small firms or large firms, anything that we can do to eliminate things that aren't core to your business and take that off your plate and help you will absolutely benefit not only you but your clients, and certainly it'll drive results for you.
Well, I suspect you're a lot like me. You know, we're both fairly busy, and, you know, I like to have a lot of convenience as to how I do business, you know, whether it's my online banking or, you know, my investment company or whatever it might be, or my accounting firm. You know, I like that convenience, and that's where this whole, you know, document portal, website, pieces and parts come together for a firm to make that, to allow that firm to create real convenience to their clients and actually give them better service. So I'm excited to see how that goes for you guys this year. I know it's going to be fantastic. Your site builder was already good. It's going to be interesting to see what those changes are. So,
yeah, so I think as we were talking earlier before this conversation, you know, we talked a little bit about Portal. And what I noticed this year was, one, there's a lot of excitement about how you share data with your clients and to make it easier. And what we noticed is firms large and small implemented Portal all tax season long. And usually any time a company would implement during the heart of tax season, you'd have to ask a question about, you know, whether that was the right thing to do. But these applications in this SaaS environment deploy so quickly and so easily and with a lot of with very little stress to the CPA firm or the professional, that it really makes it makes it easy for them to get involved. And so I would encourage everyone who's looking to get closer to their clients to use things like Portal or Site Builder or the document management systems out there.
So, Mike, if one of our listeners today says, you know, I really want to check this stuff out, what do you think the best way is for them to figure out what's going on with your new SaaS applications? What's the best place for them to get information?
Well, they can go to cchgroup.com, and that will give them plenty of information on all the products and services. They can certainly contact us at 1-800-PROSYSTEM-FX, and that will give them more information for that. Or they can look any of us up on the websites. We're there and available, certainly at the shows that are nationwide. So believe me, there's plenty of places to contact a CCH and ProSystem rep.
Yeah, I just saw your team in New York and had a chance to talk to a few of those. So, yeah, the shows are hot and heavy right now. We have L.A. coming up in a week or two. I think this week's New Jersey, and then we have Practitioner Symposium in Vegas right after that. So a lot of opportunity to look at this stuff and sort of kick the tires. Well, Mike, thanks so much for your time today, and good luck to CCH this year. I know you guys will do fantastic things.
Great. Thank you, Darren. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864 extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.